Blog Talk Radio.
Living Out Loud is hosted by Dr. Frieda Birnbaum, a research psychologist, psychoanalyst, and author of What Price Power, an in-depth study of professional women in a relationship. She is an expert on depression, women's issues, and attaining happiness. Dr. Birnbaum has been featured on Oprah 2020 and some of the biggest TV radio venues in the world. Now, without further ado, here's your host of Living Out Loud, Dr. Frieda Birnbaum.
Hi, and welcome everyone to our show. It's really going to be a very interesting one. We're going to be talking about someone who has written and been interviewed by the top people in our field, in our industry, about rituals. And we'd love to know all about them. So we're waiting and looking forward to this, as well as hopefully someone who will be on about talking about nutrition and food addictions. That person should be calling us in shortly. But while we're waiting, you know, my famous topic here is 50 shades of gray, I guess. But, you know, it's pretty gray when you look at what's happening as far as this new modern trend, because really it's not symbolic of the women today. You know, it's a sexual backlash to where we were, you know, being passive, submissive, being controlled, and men taking responsibility for our sexuality. Mostly women don't want that anymore. I actually researched 700 women, would you believe that, and found that career women have better sex lives. They're more aggressive outside the home, and they use that in their bedrooms as well. And men actually like that. They like to be someone who is also not always responsible for everything that involves the relationship. So things have changed in a way that is expressing the new sexual revolution in our times, which is women who are powerful, women who are CEOs, elected, hopefully nominated to be president of the United States. So these acts are a little bit not representing us in a way that women would like to be seen. Is it something that the younger generation is really looking into? You know, I went to the movie and I did see mostly middle-aged women who are probably bored with their own sexuality, their sex lives and what to do about it out of curiosity, and younger couples. There's always things you can do, but it doesn't mean you have to be handcuffed and whipped into pain to have new sexual experiences. I think we're more liberated than that. So we can really do something that's not that traditional, but doesn't have to be painful or even dangerous. And just on a side note, police are saying that they're going to homes more often now because they can't find those keys that they're handcuffing each other with. So that's a side note of what's going on with 50 Shades.
Well, Frieda, do you find that movie to be very disempowering to other women, that it really does impact and has a lot of negative aspects about the women?
You know,
women?
Sexuality, being sexual, that's an excellent question. You know, being sexual is about having feelings about the other person. And it doesn't have to be one person having power over the other. It's about having the ability to give and take in a way that's romantic, that's exciting, that is individual for what your needs are. And let's face it, men love to pursue, and women love to change the bad boy's image. And that's what a lot of this movie was about. And she was able to do that. They like to feel special. You know, he's handsome, rich, romantic, and he sweeps her away. And the famous line is, you know, I don't do romance. And she says, enlighten me. Well, that's pretty sexy. That's interesting. That's a turn on. So the movie did have its compelling moments. But to be consistently whipped, and even trying it once, I wouldn't suggest it, but if that's what you're into, but all the time this guy's controlling her into this painful situation and putting her in a room, it's like, is this what sex is? Imprisonment? So it was a
so
little bit...
So you really feel that it really reinforces a very negative stereotype.
It reinforces something that is more than that. It reinforces women in bondage. And I thought we've gotten away from that. And I thought we enjoyed something else. So this is role play that just doesn't work today anymore.
Why do you think why doesn't it work today? Don't you think some women like to be...
I don't think so. I think women like to be out there, and I think that they exhibit whatever their personalities are sexually as well. And this is not representing who they are today. Who they are today are women who make decisions, women who take responsibility, nurturing and being assertive outside the bedroom as well. And once we get to that, that can be more exciting, because men even say when women are aggressive sexually, that is something that turns them on also. I think we have a caller. Do you hear a beeping?
Do I hear a beeping coming in?
Yeah, do you hear that?
No, I don't hear a beep coming in.
Okay, let me just... Could I push the button or not? But somebody's trying to call in.
To call into the show?
Yes, I hear somebody beeping.
Sure.
Could I push the button? Hold on 1 second.
Sure.
Hello, Ryan?
Yes.
So our food expert, lifestyle expert, has... had to reschedule with us because of her other schedules that were sort of overlapping, and she apologizes immensely, and we'll be on the show next week.
Okay.
Hopefully that should be interesting and make up
for this. I'm sure it's going to be really great, and I'm sure it's going to go really well. But you know what? I would like to – we're ready to introduce our first guest for the show for today. I'm just going to do the introduction for Barbara.
Sounds good.
Okay. Joining us now is Barbara Bozzolo. Hopefully I have that completely correct. She's a author. She is the author of the book, The Joy of Ritual, The Joy of Family Rituals. And without further ado, please welcome to the show, Barbara. Hello, this is Barbara.
Hi.
Hi, Barbara.
It's Barbara.
How are
Bijou.
You? Welcome.
Hi. It's Bijou, by the way.
Bijou.
Oh,
my bad. Sorry about that.
Bijou. Yes, you're close.
All right. That's an interesting way to spell it. But yes, you're right. I guess you should know you're right. It is your name. The joy of ritual and the joy of family rituals. You know, so there's so much in that we could really learn from. So what would you say should be a ritual for everyone to sort of participate in? Every day.
Well, you know, it's really interesting because yesterday was the Chinese New Year, and around the world, no matter what religion or culture you belong to, at a new year, a new month, a new season, you do similar things, and one of them is to clear out, to let go of things that are holding you back. The other one is to really appreciate and honor people. So a ritual that you could do on a consistent basis is actually write a card to people you care about and really share with them how much you appreciate them. So it could be anyone from your best friend to your dry cleaner, but it's important to be sharing that. And as I said, rituals all over the world do this, and I think it's a very important thing to get in the habit of doing.
So that's writing a regular card to somebody, just mailing?
Yes, you know, today we're all so busy texting and emailing, which is great because we can connect, but there's something very special about actually receiving a card in the mail. And actually, research is showing that if you're even looking for a job nowadays and you go for a job interview, if you write a handwritten thank you note, you are really kind of flagged as someone who's special and you get a lot more attention. You stand out.
Barbara, can I just second you on that? Because I've done that earlier in my career. I was doing that and I always got a response and it was amazing. I actually think that I got my first couple of jobs just by doing that, just by writing the handwritten thank you note, sending it that day.
That's such a
good
idea.
Right, really, because today everyone is just, you know, without thinking, just sending stuff off. Half of it is even auto-corrected, so you don't even know what you're saying. But it makes a big difference because it says that you're appreciating them and you're taking the time to really do something different. So I'm glad it worked for you because I know it works for a lot of my clients and people that I know.
Yeah, you know, we're so into this instant messaging. Just to go out and get the address is something we're not used to taking the time with. So this is very important to do that to someone. I'm sure many people in our lives that we forget about and showing them how we appreciating what they that is that they do. So what would you say was your most interesting ritual that you've dealt with?
Well,
one of your
I actually did a traditional feng shui ritual the other night for the Chinese New Year, and it involves getting an egg, and it's a whole prayer and ritual around this egg, and you dip it into cinnabar and alcohol and whatever. But the gist of it is you take it outside, and as you peel the egg, you're peeling away the old layers, and you're allowing that magnificence of who you truly are to come out and shine. And then part of the ritual is you eat the egg, so you really honor and step into your own power. And it was very powerful. I had people from all cultures, all religions, all countries, and every single one of them was really touched by it.
Mm-hmm. So what is this? That's interesting. So I'm looking at this. What is a prosperity ritual for the launch
of prosperity ritual? There's many
this, yes.
different kinds of prosperity rituals.
Mm-hmm.
One of them involves actually taking a check and you write a prosperity check. So what you're really doing is where it says pay to, you write your own name. And then if you don't have a checking account, by the way, you can draw a check on a piece of paper. And on the same line in the box where you'd fill in the dollar amount, you write paid in full. Then underneath your name where you'd write out the dollar amount, again, you're writing paid in full. Then sign it, the law of abundance, and date it now. And then you carry it with you in your wallet. So symbolically, and also as you know from neuroscience, what you think, what you look at, what you focus on, you bring into your energy field. So by carrying around this check of abundance, you already feel more abundant, and then you act in different ways to bring in the abundance, to ask for more money, to be open to gifts, to start to receive. So that's one way to do it. You're really shifting your mindset.
Hey, Barbara. Mm. Could you theoretically speaking, I'm sorry, do you think some people do that and they kind of expect the universe to do the heavy lifting for them? And do you think that sometimes because they do it, can it be considered a hollow affirmation if they don't have
Absolutely.
Faith or believe that it could actually happen?
I'm right there with you, yes. To me, affirmations and all of these things are symbolic gestures that can literally change your consciousness from one level to another, and then it's up to you to take some action. Absolutely. You know, it's like the person who's always complaining they never win the lottery and they don't buy the ticket. Of course, you know, you have to actually do something. You want a relationship, you have to actually meet some people and go out of your apartment and your house. So, yes. You know, we're co-creating here, but it's something that just gives you that actual jump start and moves you in a new direction. And then when you go through that door, when you move into that new energy, you have to do things differently.
Mm.
Okay.
So you do this for yourself in every day.
I don't do this one every day, but I do rituals every day. I do rituals of inner guidance, of meditation, of connection, of focusing. I do a lot of release rituals because I think that, you know, just like you wash your hair often and you change your clothes, we need to do this energetically. And especially for those of us like I do who live in a city like New York, you're around hundreds or thousands of people every day, and it's very easy to just take on other people's energy. So it's very important to constantly be doing release rituals. As simple as make your morning shower a ritual of release, and really, as again, cultures around the world have used water for releasing, just imagine it just really cleansing you so you're starting off fresh. things like that, or writing down what upsets you and then shred it if you're at your office, or rip it up, you know, if you're home and you could do it safely, burn it. So you're constantly cleansing out the stuff that gets stuck to us that's not useful.
Hmm. So, you know, we all go around with so much stuff inside us, so much toxins. It would be great to know that we could really just do this ritual and cleanse our pain inside and face what we're really, what's really going on, because we're so busy that we don't even realize sometimes that we have this pain stuck inside us. With what happened with your sister, I'm sorry about this. It's horrible to have to go through something like this. And you had all this pain. So what? This is how you first experienced this ritual for yourself. Is that right? Would you like to tell us a little bit something about that?
Sure. Well, I mean, to make a very long story short, my sister died when I was 6 weeks pregnant. And I was very young and very impressionable, and I was afraid to grieve. I was afraid it was going to hurt my child. So I stuffed it down like I know many, many people do, and didn't deal with it till years later when I was in a spiritual retreat, and I was in silence for days, and it all just came out. And it was very obvious to me that I needed to do something to help release it. And basically, I didn't know what to do, but I trusted my guidance, and I was just led to literally a giant tree. And I got down on my hands and knees, and I started to dig a hole, and I started to cry, and I just literally released my grief into the earth. And when I was finished, I felt something had really changed, and it's like, you know, someone punches you in the gut, and then you know that it's different after that. And something had healed. And later I discovered I actually had done a Native American grief ritual where they believe you give your grief to Mother Earth. So I had actually connected to an ancient traditional ritual without even knowing it. But it changed everything for me. And from that moment on, I realized that that was one of the tools that I could use to live my life more consciously and to bring more healing, joy, and love and abundance into my life. So it's one of the tools that I use, absolutely. It's very strong. I've been teaching it now for over 20 years to hundreds of thousands of people, and I see how it really works. It's not magic, but it's a very practical way of shifting and bringing a new resource.
Now, have you ever used any kind of natural medicines to purify your spirit or purify your energy? Is there anything that you've done that is taking you? Okay.
Yes. Yeah, I'm a big believer in using natural medicine, and occasionally when you need it, you know, traditional medicine. I use aromatherapy a lot. I use different herbs to change your consciousness. Smell, by the way, of all your five senses is the one that's directly inputted into the brain. None of the others are. So there's a real power in using natural essential oils to change your, you know, your state, whether you're using lavender to calm down or a citrus fruit like oranges or lemon to boost your energy up or rose to open your heart. They're very powerful.
So you're suggesting that this is something that would help us to make these big changes in our lives. So do we go out and where do we get these products? We just, how do we know where to go for these things?
Well, the number one thing is you want to be, as you just mentioned, as natural as possible. So an essential oil, you want it to be as pure as possible. The synthetics or the, you know, a lot of the candles that have a lot of synthetic in it doesn't have the same effect. It could work a little bit. It would almost be better to cut up a real orange and smell it than go buy a fake orange candle. There are aromatherapy stores that are very credible. I have a lot of resources in my books, The Joy of Ritual, The Joy of Family Rituals. I have a lot of resources also on my website, including many, many videos where I like to give free information on the use of color and scent and how do you use all of these things. So that's just BarbaraBijou.com.
Could you say that again, please, your website?
Sure. It's Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, mm-hmm. Bijou, B-I-Z as in zebra, I-O-U.com. I have over 50 videos that are all free, and I do, you know, I like to share information with people. And if somebody, you know, has a resource for me, I'd love them to let me know, because I like to mm-hmm. update my resource list, like I'm sure you do.
Yeah, well, I was just wondering, how do people, do you consult people? Do you do therapy with people?
Yes.
I know
well,
you've written
I
books.
Yes. Yeah, I do private sessions, whether it mm-hmm. be prosperity rituals. I also do, you know, traditional like weddings and baby showers. I also do divorce rituals, which I'm sure with your relationship background, you understand how important that is. And then I do groups. For example, I have a spring equinox ritual coming up. You should both come. You come as my guests on the 20th of March. And then
mm-hmm.
I do rituals like, for example, I do openings of Broadway shows or openings of stores or space clearings or things like that. So
yeah,
it goes.
About that, Barbara. That's so.
Yeah.
I'm just going to interrupt you. What do you do as a ritual for an opening of a show? How does that process
for an opening
go?
Of a show,
yeah.
One of the most important things to do, we do a bit of space clearing of the theater, although you can't burn
mm-hmm.
anything in a theater because of the laws. But we do some space clearing, and then basically we get the group together to do a blessing to set intention on what they really, you know, want as a group and to come together as a group to really set intention. Just like, you know, you would never see an Olympics start without an opening ceremony. You know, especially when you see them in other countries, you'll see the priests will come in, they'll do blessings, they'll bring everyone together. We do prayer circles. It's very powerful when you have a group of like-minded people coming together with one intention, and then it really makes a difference.
So these people know about you and they reach out to you, and that's how they get
mm-hmm.
your service?
Yes.
I'm sure if more people knew about that, because it is something that is very healing. I remember Madonna, I saw her do that once with her group of entertainers that they all got together
mm-hmm.
and they were wishing each other, you know, in a circle, holding hands.
Right.
For the show
right.
to go well, and they were talking about their energy and putting it out there. So this is something that I think more people should know about. More people should know about you, and they would be able to reach you on your website. Is that correct? If they want
yes,
to contact
they can,
you, Barbara?
They can email
yeah.
me. Yes, absolutely. They
and
can also
email
me, Barbara@BarbaraBijou.com.
Very good. Well, thank you, Barbara. I'm not going to try to pronounce your last name. I
you got it
I
right.
See that. Thank you. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Really
interesting
great,
guest
Barbara.
Today. Thanks so
well,
much.
Well, my
Barbara.
Pleasure, both of you. And come visit me on the spring equinox.
Okay, we'll try to remember that, Ryan. Write that
okay.
down.
Okay, take
Hopefully
care.
We can see yeah. you there. Be well, Barbara.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on our
take
show.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. She
Frida,
was
that was
guest.
Pretty amazing. Yeah, very yeah. interesting in talking about rituals.
Yeah.
And what kind of rituals do you have? I mean, look, you manage so many different things. You work with all of your clients. You're doing media. Yeah, you're, you know, you have seven kids. How do you manage it? What
yeah,
are some
well,
of your rituals?
My ritual is being a mess. That nothing
That's what it is.
Goes wrong. And as you heard in the background, Ryan, the noise, that my office is right next to my house, and everybody came in. And where my little one didn't want to take a piano lesson, and he's screaming, and my big one is pulling him out while we're talking. So that was part of my ritual. That's why my life is pretty chaotic. That's why this was so interesting to hear. But because, boy, you mean you actually get scents and your life is peaceful. And, you know, even to go out and get those scents, who has the time to do this stuff? Sounds terrific to be so structured and organized. Who wouldn't want to do that? I wish I could be more like that. I'm not at all, for
all
sure.
Frida, we only have a minute left, but where can people learn more information about you?
Well, they could listen to this show, and I have interviews. On different stations. They may be catching me on different radio shows. I have a website, Dr. Frida.
Doctor, is it D-O-C-T-O-R?
Yes, actually it is, yes. And the book is coming out, which is going to be called Shattering the Mold and some other things that are going on. So that I have not even thought of mentioning yet. So
well,
that's pretty much
it,
Brian.
Know one thing about Dr. Frieda is that she's very passionate about 50 Shades of Grey, so we may see a direct book competing with 50 Shades of Grey to combat
absolutely
all the messages of 50
How about the sexual modern woman who has her own career and is not looking for anything but someone who is equal to her and enjoys the companionship and the love life and everything else that goes with it? The way she would like it. Wouldn't that be nice?
Wonderful. Okay, till next time. We will see everyone here back here next week. Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Great show, Ryan. Looking forward to
thank
it
you
as well. See
you
next. Talk to you next week. Take
care.
Bye-bye.